Mama's in Control, episode 43.
Welcome to Mama's in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
Hey guys, you know me. I'm Heather Chauvin, and welcome back to the show. I am the host of this podcast, The Mom is in Control Revolution. Who am I? What am I doing? It's a Monday. I ran up and down the stairs for an hour this morning, and I love it. I did not want to get my ass out of bed. We had a big weekend. My son turned 11, so he had a party. And it was just a get-together. We went public skating, brought some kids back here, had some pizza and a whole bunch of sugary crap. And then, you know, their behaviors were in direct correlation with what was being put into their body. But it was a very traditional Canadian party. And then they went outside and played road hockey. Guys, it's just about being together. And this is really, really important for the topic that I'm going to be talking about today. So again, if you're not familiar with my work, I like to call myself, or people like to call me, a parenting and women's leadership coach. It's all about helping women really show up for their lives and really, you know, answer the calling to who their children are asking them to become. And what I mean by this is, too often we're looking at parenting books or we're looking at society as a whole and saying, how do I parent? What do I do? What do I do in this specific situation? And we have to remember that every child is unique, and every child comes to this earth and chooses to be in this body at this time, and they pick you to be their parents, regardless if you've adopted them or inherited them somehow. These children are here to teach you lessons, and they push our buttons for a reason. And I call them little, you know, it's like parenting is like personal growth on steroids. And it's a spiritual practice, and we are all here to learn, to grow, and evolve. And my children, my three boys who are now 11, 6, and 3, are constantly, constantly showing me where I can grow and learn. And this helps me in my business. It helps me in my work. It helps in my marriage. It helps with my personal development. I wouldn't eat what I'm eating. I wouldn't work out like I work out if it weren't for my children. And it's not just because, you know, I want them to be this person, so I'm doing it too. When I am mentally and physically and spiritually and emotionally on my game, I am present for them. So when someone yells in my face, or someone, you know, rushes in the door from school, or they've had a really bad day, or something's happening and I need to kind of advocate for them on their behalf, I'm emotionally stable to do so. Guys, this is tough work. It's our most challenging job ever. And we chose this job, so we have to show up as the CEO of this position in our lives. And your monkey mind, your excuses will get in the way. So today I wanted to talk to you about technology. So right now I'm hosting the Mom is in Control Challenge. It's a 21-day challenge. You can join us at momisincontrol.com/challenge. And pretty soon, within the next month or so, I'm going to be opening the doors to my Mom is in Control Mastermind. This is my third time around. We're going to be inviting 20 women into this group. And it's an 8-week program where I'm kicking your ass. And I'm also showing you how to show up for yourself and your children. So what do you want? What are your desires, your goals, and creating that deeper connection with your children? So I'm not only going to tell you how to do this, but I'm going to be coaching you through the big stuff. Okay, so besides that, if you're interested in that, you can totally get on the waitlist at momisincontrol.com/waitlist. But my point today, and I'm trying to pull up my Facebook, is I asked a question on the private Facebook community, which you can get a link for that in the show notes as well. This is my, what do I call it? The Mom is in Control Village. We have, how many people are in there now? Oh, like 700 people. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. So what are my greatest frustrations when it comes to social? What are your greatest frustrations when it comes to social media and your kids? So the answer I got, when grandparents screenshot your photos and share them on their Facebook pages, I put privacy settings on photos for a reason. Well, that makes sense. That would piss me off too, right? I don't actually post a lot of pictures of my children on my private or my public Facebook for reasons like this. I have a public profile, right? I have a brand. I have an online business. And people are like, you never post pictures of your kids. I'm like, guys, we don't realize that we're headed into a new paradigm, a new way of parenting. I remember I got my first cell phone. I was in high school, and we were just starting to get cell phones, but definitely, I think there was something called ICQ or MySpace, and this was just starting. And I would come home from school, and ICQ, it was almost like Facebook chat. That's all ICQ was. It was like you would see these people at school and come home and then just sit there and chat with them online. And it used to drive my parents nuts, right? Because I'm sitting there like chatting with these people and they're like, why don't you just go hang out with them? But it was the technology that I thought was so cool. But we forget that now, even more than then, like we have, I'm not even going to name all the social media. All I know is that I see way too many parents posting inappropriate pictures of their children, like taking baths and doing all of these things, or their child is having a tantrum and somebody's posting the photo. And it's like, what is informed consent? Like, as parents, are we paying attention of like, your children are going to grow up on Facebook? What's going to happen 20 years from now when, you know, we're at a completely different evolution in the internet? They're going to go apply for a job. And it's like, hey, I went back and found you when you were like in the bathtub when you were a toddler, or, you know, I found your mom's profile and wow, she was into some weird shit, or like just totally, we're growing up on Facebook. Our children are growing up on Facebook. And I know this is a heated debate. So what else did people say? It controls their every move. They're not able to carry on face-to-face conversations anymore. Yet when you try to monitor it and enforce their limits, they're the ones that are being left out. I wish every parent would set the same limits and controls. So this is a perfect example of how we're allowing, it's just like, okay, so Mama's in Control is about advocating for, you know, feeling in control of your big emotions, like not letting fear or guilt or anything run the show. So why are we allowing our children, why are we allowing media to run their show, to run their life? Why are we afraid to let them be left out? Why are we hovering over our children being like, but I don't want them to feel left out? Because feeling left out isn't really what's going on here. We have to kind of take a step back and we wish that every parent would set limits, but guess what? Every parent's going to set limits and then their child is going to be taking the electronic to school or they're going to connect to it somehow. So it's not the parent's issue. We have to let go of the parents. This is when we shame parents, we blame parents, and we have to step back and realize that our children are people too. Yes, parents have a big part in how that happens, but you're either too controlling or not controlling enough, right? So we need to establish this relationship with our children. It all goes back to it. So if I'm over here being extremely controlling about my child's presence and I'm like, nope, you're not allowed, you know, no phones, walk into the house, like, and I'm just very diligent about it and almost like army-ish about it. You know, guys, like half my words don't make sense. So just go with the flow with me. So you're army-ish, militant about the social media just to protect your children. There's actually like a control, you know, it's like that's still a control freak behavior. So we have to be mindful of how can we, you know, let's talk to our children about it. How do you feel when you're left out? Like, yes, our children can't carry on face-to-face conversations, but have we taught them this? Like, are we saying, hey, so-and-so? Like, we have to realize that there is going to be resistance. It's just like when you're working behind the computer all day, sometimes I have to look at my husband and say, listen, like, take my phone, or I will throw it in the back of my car. And I'm like, nope, like, I can't, I'm not going to be on it. right? We're catching ourselves texting while we're driving, or I work on my computer. So when I'm not on my computer, I'm like, here, take this, put it away. But we have to collectively have this connected conversation with our children. We can't just expect them to do it. The resistance that you feel as an adult, be mindful that they are having the exact same experience as you. This is an addiction, guys. Why does a 3-year-old have an addiction problem to his iPad? Video games weren't made for toddlers. And yes, my kids have electronics. We do not have video games in the house. My son feels left out, but we don't have time to play video games because they're doing activities or we're doing things as a family. But we don't need to get mad at our children. We need to teach them, right? Use and fuel your frustration and say, enough is enough. What can we do as a family? And hold yourself accountable as well. So someone else wrote, the secrets they keep and how it keeps them over. I just like to get rid of it all. It seems like our kids are letting their friends be their guides instead of their parents. The more I see and read, the more I believe that my son's friends are being his parents. Okay, so this is a perfect example of social media or not. This is happening way beyond social media. And this is what happens when your children get older. Their friends become their bigger influence. So it's our job as parents to instill confidence in them, to instill, you know, positive problem-solving skills. But we also have to realize that they are people too, and they're going to go out into the world, and they're going to fall flat on their face, and they're going to fail. And that is such a vulnerable place to be. A vulnerable place to be as a parent when you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. We can't hover, guys. We can't hover. But what I'm going to tell you is it all goes back to how you want to feel. So if you haven't figured this out, I'm all about the feeling. How do you want to feel in relationship to your children? How do you want to feel when you guys are around the kitchen table together? How do you want to feel in connection with electronics, with media? We need to take 100% responsibility for how we show up with our frustrations. Is our children mirroring something to us, or are we just not taking 100% responsibility for how we want to feel? Because I will tell you, this is a non-issue in my house. And I seriously do not understand it. I have an 11-year-old, I have a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old. This is a non-issue in my house. Yes, my kids have iPods, iPhones, whatever. My son does not have a phone. I didn't buy it. Grandparents bought it. That's a whole nother topic. But the point is, in modern day, if your child is going to have access to electronics, YouTube, social media, video games, whatever, you need to create a relationship with them to allow this to happen. It's not a us versus them, it's a collective. Hey, so-and-so, I really want to have a good conversation with you. How about you go on a date night with your child and you don't have your phone and they don't have their phone? What would that be like? It would probably be extremely uncomfortable for both of you, or at least your child. And if your child doesn't want to spend time with you outside of their phone, that should be a signal. A lot of times they're using their phones because they're actually using it to run away from their problems. So maybe they feel too stressed out at home, or maybe they feel too stressed out at school. Guys, every behavior is a fucking language. Every behavior. So I understand when you're feeling that your child is just behind their device the whole time, but what are they running away from? Don't say it's just them, everybody does it. No. How do they want to feel? How do you want to feel as a parent? Hey, do you want to go for dinner tonight? Do you want to go get some ice cream? Do you want to go for a fucking walk without our phones? Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable. Do it every night for a week and then see what happens. You're teaching your child. Okay. Someone else writes, it's a total addiction for my kids. It keeps them indoors and not moving when they should be outside and running around. It shifts their creative mind. Everything that they do is usually done for them. And with my teenagers, they need their computers to do their homework. But when they have them, it literally takes them four times as long, like hours and hours to get their homework done because they're watching a movie and playing one or more games. It's a serious problem in our home every single day. It's difficult to monitor, trying to help them regulate themselves, which ultimately is the one thing that works. Okay. Great. It's a problem. It's an addiction. But do you understand the power behind that word? It's a total addiction for my kids. So here we are freaking out that our child is going to, you know, start pot, marijuana, crack, heroin, right? But we're not paying attention to the addictive behaviors that are already starting at home with electronics. How many times do you find yourself, and I've done it myself, where I'm literally sitting there going, oh my God, I'm scrolling Facebook and I don't even know why. Oh, it's because I'm stressed out. So instead of manning up to the stress and going, okay guys, what am I going to do to feel in control of this? I'm on Facebook. And then after going like, wow, that didn't do anything for me. So we need to create, reconnect with our children. If we're not reconnecting, what's going to happen? Guys, it all goes back to connection. What would an electronic detox in your home look like? This was one of the days in the challenge. And people are terrified to implement this with their children because they're afraid of their kids. They're afraid of their kids. What are you going to do when it's no longer just a phone addiction? What are you going to do? The last person says, the intense anger when I enforce limits, and his response is, but I need to finish this. It drives me nuts. It's really affecting their brains to the point where they feel it's a need. I have mixed feelings about media, even with the strict control we have. I agree. It's messing up their brains. My six-year-old freaks out, which is why I wasn't a huge advocate of grandparents getting an iPod. My son's friend came over this weekend and was on his phone, and I barely seen him. And I was like, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I'm getting my fix in." He's like, "I only get to play on my phone on the weekends. I don't get during the week." And I said, "Well, don't you want to be present here with your friend? Like, aren't you here? You're not here. What's the point of coming over if you're not physically here?" But who is going to teach these children this? We are. So what are you afraid of when it comes to, let's just try it, and I'm included, let's just try it, let's just take all the electronic devices away, including our phone and TV, for 24 hours. Oh gosh. If you're not willing to implement change into your home and do the work yourself, guys, if something is scaring you now, what's going to happen 5 years from now, 10 years from now? We have to realize that our children are growing up in a very different age. It's not being controlling. It's taking back control of how you want to feel in your home. The relationship that you want to feel with your children. And might I ask, who is paying their cell phone bill? Who purchased the device? Don't take it away as punishment. That is a crude, crude game. It's like you're saying to a heroin addict, you can only have one hit. That's it. Nope, none today. It's the same brain chemistry that is happening when you are saying, you've been bad, give me your phone. We really need to take a look and say, how do I want to feel in relationship to my child and have a serious, vulnerable conversation with them? They're going to resist it, but you have to enforce limits and boundaries. And you can do this in a kind, loving way. Example, hey, so-and-so, I've really noticed that every time we try to have a conversation, you're resisting making eye contact with me and you're constantly on your phone. Can we, you know, let's just slowly start implementing by every day at dinner time, absolutely no phones or no TV on. during dinner. And then every Sunday, we're going to put our devices in a container on top of the fridge or wherever, and you're going to play a board game. You're going to do something fun with your child. You're going to get in the car and go somewhere else with no cell phone. What is going to happen? We need to drastically shift the way that we are parenting, especially when it comes to technology, because we are not paying attention to how it's actually shaping our children's brain, and we've allowed it to become a babysitter. Now, I'm not saying, you know, here, I got work to do for a few hours. Go. That's fine. But if it's not sustainable for the lifestyle that you're craving and it's no longer working in your relationship, we need to create change. So I challenge you, there is no strategy, there is no step-by-step guidance. I challenge you to shift the way that you are parenting when it comes to technology. And I challenge you to show up differently for yourself in your own technology, because it is an addiction. And this is how we are losing our disconnect with our children. We only have a limited time with them, so use it wisely. And when you get the resistance from them, understand that you are the teacher. You are the guide. You are the guide. Thank you, guys. And I would love for you to continue this conversation inside the private Facebook community. The link to that is in the show notes. And also, I'm really excited to announce that the Mom is in Control Mastermind will be opening up shortly. To get on the wait list and get some more information about that, you can hop on over to momisincontrol.com/waitlist. And the link for that is in the show notes. So we'll chat soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Mom is in Control. If you like this episode, please leave us a kind review on iTunes. For the full show notes from today's episode, hop on over to momisincontrol.com.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.